Hello and welcome to Fululizo Channel, your partner in business knowledge and personal growth. Join me in my journey to Taratibu Village as we continue learning more about the improved cookstoves business. Hello, seems you're having a very busy day here with customers today.
Yes, today being a major market day here at Taratibu, we usually have many customers, especially in the afternoon.
Then I think we should reschedule our talk so that we do not interfere with your business.
Not at all. I usually have two assistants with me on such busy days. They have just stepped out for lunch. They'll be back in no time.
Thank you for the reassurance. Then once they're here and both Mama Michael and Mama Teresa arrive, we can start.
By the way, Mama Teresa and Mama Michael are already here. Come, I show you the other side of my shop. I have an extension and a store as well.
Wow! I did not know your shop is this big. This is amazing. You have so many bags of charcoal and traditional stoves stocked up here. How's the business so far?
Business has slowed down quite a bit, and I think it's time I shifted to the improvised cookstove. They are becoming quite popular, and I'm losing ground as the main seller of traditional stoves. By the way, come to this other side. I have a nice sitting area with natural shade. Mama Michael and Mama Teresa are seated there.
Ah, hello, Mama Michael and Mama Teresa. I thought you were yet to arrive. Seems you're good timekeepers.
Hello, Mze Majiko. Welcome.
I see he has served you some cold drinks.
We actually had to ask for them. Chairman is a rich man, but very stingy.
You see, when you're in business, you operate on budget. This is how I've managed to stay in business when others close shop. And now, I will even prosper more once I start stocking the technological stoves.
In business, you need to be disciplined so that you remain afloat. I suggest we proceed with our talk, though I can see we have more seats.
I actually invited some women from our women group. Our chairperson allowed me to do so. They are doing some window shopping at the market. Let me give them a call. We can proceed, but they will join us later.
Okay. Yesterday we spoke about the benefits of using the cost-effective improvised cookstoves. Today I would like to talk about the business of producing and selling those stoves. Welcome once more. I am Zema Jiko. I engage residents on the importance of the amazing improvised cooking stoves that utilize technology for fuel conservation. Do you all know about this kind of stoves?
They all do. I already taught them last evening through our Chama WhatsApp group.
Ah, that is so kind of you, Mama Teresa. You are a great ambassador. I was explaining why the improvised stoves business is a beneficial one to you all. One, you must have realized the growing demand for these stoves. That means you will never run out of customers, so your income is guaranteed. Two, such growing business offers room for expansion.
Why? I can't wait to start this business. My business, my husband is just waiting for my budget. Then he will finance me.
That is good, Mama Teresa. That is really, really good, Mama Teresa. But you should also remember, apart from the benefits, there are responsibilities. You'll be expected to support your customers to test the stove's technology, offer labor in their production, and provide after-sales services to your customers. But that should not worry you, because the technology used in these stoves is easy to learn, and it will be easy for you to share the knowledge with your customers and your peers.
I've started businesses severally, but failed. How can I sustain this?
Thank you for that question. It is important in business to ensure that all you are doing is sustainable and profitable. For this business, you need to ensure your products are quality and have all characteristics of clean energy, including conservation and efficiency that is better than the traditional stoves. You should win the hearts of your customers by offering quality service to them. Once you have dealt with the wrong perception or wrong information that could lead to a low adoption, you are good.
How will you know if you are making progress? Is profit alone enough?
It is good to keep and update records in this business. You need to keep monitoring your progress based on the customers who have adopted the improvised cooking stoves. For instance, in your case, because you have been selling the traditional stoves, it will be easy to monitor the shift amongst your clients. Then from there, it will be easy for you to address the risks that face your business.
Abu wait. Constructing these stoves sounds like a man's job. Do women really stand a chance?
Oh, yes. This business is for everyone. I know for a long time being a man or a woman has encouraged or discouraged people's efforts in a business based on the perceptions people have in the society. But this is the time of progressing beyond these social biases. It is now our responsibility to make our business environment free from harassment or gender-based violence so that we can profit from this clean energy business.
That is true, Mzee Majiko. Because what a man can do, a woman can definitely do better.
But you know, what a woman can do better, a man has already done. I was just kidding. You people do not know jokes. Anyway, I agree with you, Mzee Majiko. You see, like today, one of my two assistants is a lady. I am committed to gender equity. That is why I treat and respect all my workers and customers equally despite their gender differences. I ensure all my workers leave work in time so that if they may not be a source of conflict with their spouses.
You'll also realize women are often the primary users of energy technologies and fuels. They are at an advantage when discussing the benefits and features of the products that are promoting to your customers. As a matter of fact, they may be better positioned to enter homes and access female consumers more than you male sales agents.
By the way, how big should you start? Must one have a huge store?
No. You do not have to start big, Mama Teresa. Actually, the micro and small enterprises are known to be very effective in helping communities move out of poverty into self-reliance.
By the way, it's embarrassing to ask. But how will those of us who never went to school know how to manage the business?
Mama Teresa, you always tell me you used to be number one in school. So you never went to one.
Must you tell everyone?
I think that is a valid concern, Mama Teresa. Low levels of education should not discourage anyone. You should attend forums and participate in trainings to learn more about this business. That will help you grow in confidence by learning each day at a time and also by visiting entrepreneurs for consultation. That will help you sell with confidence. Consumers will always trust a confident entrepreneur and will always want to come back.
Before you finish, Mr. Majiko, how can we get finances to support our businesses? Of course, not all of us will get some cash from our husbands like Mama Teresa.
Well, that is the next thing I wanted you to learn. But I think we have gone through a lot today, have we?
Yes, a lot. Yes.
Well, I will be sending a business expert to talk to you about how to start a business or company and how to register it and how to have a bank account for your business. Mama Michael, now that you are the chairperson of the Women Enterprising Group's Interactive Village, should I link you up with Mzee Makini, who will visit next week to talk with the group about business registration and financing?
Thank you very much, Mzee Majiko. That is definitely in order. We are now free to leave. Wow.
Thank you for listening. I hope you have learned more on the improved cookstoves business. Remember, this episode was brought to you by Fululizo Channel and sponsored by Practical Action, an international NGO implementing development projects in Kenya. Click on the Fululizo Channel icon to listen to the next episode.